Every so often, we need a spiritual awakener that would straighten our soul and shock it into realization of the reality of the world and the afterlife. One important way is to visit the tombs of the holy people and pay our respects to them and learn from the accounts of their lifestyle, their spiritual journey, and the events happened in their life. We call that act of visiting the holiest places around the world, ziyara. Amongst many ziyarat, the visit to Karbala for Arba'een is given very high importance, and likewise, the performance of ziyarat of Arba'een. Arba'een in Arabic means 40. It is the 40 days of mourning observed by people across the globe commemorating the heart-wrenching martyrdom of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his family and friends. On this day, people visit Karbala, reciting special supplications and dua, honoring the martyrs and expressing their grief. Our journey usually starts before the 40th day. As we arrive in Iraq, there are many merits in visiting the Imams alayhi salam and companions. Most people start the walk to Karbala from Najaf. It is approximately 80 kilometers, being about a 2 or 3 day walk. What you will need while on this walk. First, walking shoes that are sturdy and comfortable. Second, a light backpack with small and light necessities that you might need. Third, wear suitable loose clothing for the walk, warm clothing for the night, and one set of spare clothing. You will also need a mobile phone and charger, your personal medication, toothbrush and toothpaste, cream for rashes and etc. A small towel, wet wipes and tissue paper. For those who need it, a walking stick, wheelchair, pram for infants and etc. Do not take food as there is plenty on the way unless for emergencies. Know your destination and name of your hotel. If one is unable to do the walk, there are vehicles to assist to the destination. During the walk, you will see some landmarks and poles which are numbered from 1 to 1452. Every 20 poles is 1 kilometer. The best time to commence your journey is on the 16th of Safar. As you continue walking, you will find washrooms, resting points, places to pray, and great hospitality. Spend the night at one of the landmarks to recover your strength and continue the following day on your journey. After 2 or 3 days, you will reach Karbala and the end of the landmark poles, which should be 1 or 2 days before Arba'een, the 40th day. Here you should rest in your hotel or place of stay. After having some rest, you can visit the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the shrine of Abu Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. Once you finish from Karbala, you can continue on to visit the other holy shrines and important places in Iraq.